Blog Talk Radio.
This is TTS Swag Radio. Safe breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Today's topic is entrepreneurship. We are going to discuss what it is, some examples of it, why it is very effective in helping people, and more. To call into the show, call 773-897-6231. Again, that is 773-897-6231. DJ J Prince is going to spin us a track.
Okay, before we get into that track, I'm going to tell y'all a little something about our topic, because Princess Nina didn't say really a lot. Okay, entrepreneurship is my definition. This is my definition. She's going to tell the real definition. Entrepreneurship is like when somebody, they take a risk to own a business. It's like their personal business. And I'm about to play a new song by designer, a new rapper, and he kind of uses Future. He seems like Future. He said raps like Future. Y'all listen to this track right here.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, she's a Dolby in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the lips in the banner, legacy, family, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet, legacy, family, wait and see, family, pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for granted, this nigga full of your family, killers on the scammers. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to D in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van, legacy, family, way is he, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammer, legacy, family, way is he, family, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, man had the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for Grammy, this nigga pull up your family, poker killers on the stand.
Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up Venus, sipping Fanta. credit cards and the scammers. Wake up beside your shit, let designer. Over to lighter shit, they be answering rent, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff for Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacies, final, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From dealers, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The rollie is dancing bigger than the pound, they go out to the Grammy, but pull it, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches, pull up in the giddy. I got niggas that count for digits, say you make you a lot of the money. Those killers pull up in the inner baby, CCDD pull up in the killer baby. Call a filler, pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby, get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cars, yeah, I shit it. This how I live, did it all for a ticket. I flood the bonds when he spinning, the Bobby be spinning. Chop the dawn, doing business, in the baby, fucking up shit, she doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my niggas are split. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, she's a Dolly in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bandos, legacy, phantom, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets, legacy, phantom, wait and see, panda, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, lean on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to the granny, this nigga pull up your bandit, killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta, twisted or lean in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner, legacy, phantom, why is he look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammer, legacy, phantom, why is he panda, package full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man out the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for Grammy, this nigga pull up your bandit, hope the killers understand me.
What is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur to me is a person that takes a risk in building or being a part of or making their own business. DJ J Prince, what do you think an entrepreneur is?
Well, like I said before, the song Panda, that was an awesome song, by the way. I like how he used Future stuff and said and did what he did. But I think entrepreneur is, like you said, when you take a risk, because we learn about this in social studies, and in social studies, I'm in sixth grade, so we learn about this in six when we talk about economics, and they say entrepreneur is people that take risks to own a business, and most of the time it happens in the market economy. Back to Princess Nina.
Okay, I'm going to give the definition of an entrepreneur. A person who organizes and operates a business or businesses taking a greater than normal risk in order to do so. So that's kind of basically what me and DJ Prince were trying to say. Okay, so as y'all know, our topic of the day is entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is the development of a business from the group upcoming with an idea and turning it into a profitable business. But that is the definition of entrepreneurship. Okay, now we are going to play another song and turn it over to DJ J Prince.
Okay, y'all, I'm about to play a song called Thief in the Night by Young Thug. I know we haven't played it. And it's a B-song to me.
Yeah. Just like a G, you know? Trouble, 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 fight. Before they do it. I wake up and go give me some new money. You know I'm living like a G. These little ain't gonna take nothing from me. You know we do it like a G. I swear to God I'm on anyone. Just like a gangster, just like a G. This duck taping white cell. You know I do it like a G.
G's up, down. G's up, down. G's up, down. G's up, down. G's up, down.
leaving tonight. I take anything but some. She got that like a. She got that that I like. Deep in your partner, ain't right. Put that little baby on ice. I make that paper like right. White on that bucket, your life. School on.
I promise you'll know me.
Yeah.
I pull up by my cake. Where I'm from is not safe. I got fish on my lake. Scoop them grits out of plate. Yeah, she thought it was steak. I'm a thief in the night. Make a ride like a bike. I go down on a date. I go up on my price. I might drop combo slice. Kidding out like Uncle Ice. I got grease at the beach. And they white like a rice. The trouble take your life. After I give you five.
Hey, straight put that five to the side. It ain't no question how you gon' ride. When they come with no question, my get quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah. I am not taking no disrespect. You bad, you on, you gone fit. No, that won't happen on me. I drop a key like them beats.
I look good as your dad on a Friday. Show me the cars, I gotta buy a driveway. Never gonna let them live a crime pick. Serving these as a piece instead of piping. Pockets fed up like they jumping. Why is Ellis love me in a condom? Making baby and boo like a uncle. I'm so geeked up on my condom.
Like a thief in the night. I take anything but some. She got that like a. She got that up. Deep in your partner, ain't right. Put that little baby on ice. I make that paper like right. Right on that bucket, your life. School on.
I promise you'll know me. I pull up by my cake. Where I'm from is not safe. I got fish on my lake. Scoop them grits out of plate. Yeah, she thought it was steak. I'm a thief in the night. Make her ride like a bike.
I get them all on the race. She didn't even know what it was, but she tasted. I dig in the sun like Jason. I be your versus at more than occasion. They betting on me like in Vegas. Betting on me like I'm Vegas. This is the cold, man, it won't be no trace. Thugger, tell me what would you say? What would you say?
OJ money, but my gun say bow. Papa Miley look better than Fiend. On the target, no beam. No, this not good as it seems. I might give her the blues with no jeans.
What?
I like a trunk and a chain. I'm a boss, I'm about that unity. Sandwiches, you know you in between.
And you gotta know we at the green. You gotta be young, wild in the middle of jeans. Gotta have baby for life, feed. You ain't with it, you a L. Still getting it, yeah, bounce. Break it down on the scale. Give it add up, yeah, do it. Laugh back, I seen Ryan. Like a thief in the night. I take anything but some. She got that that I like. Deep in your partner ain't right. Put that little baby on ice. I make that paper like right. Right on that bucket, your right. School on.
I promise you'll know me.
Yeah.
I pull up by my cake. Where I'm from is not safe. I got fish on my lake. Scoop them grits out of plate. Yeah, she thought it was steak. I'm a thief in the night. Make her ride like a bike.
Okay, it's your boy DJ J Prince, and we back, and I like that song, Thief in the Night by Young Thugger, Thugger, Thugger. All right, well, I'm about to give y'all a little list. It's, I made up this game. It's called Pick and Choose, and I'm going to say some people, and Princess Nina's going to say some people off the top of her head. Okay, Ludacris. I'm going to say Ludacris. Nah, let me change that. Let me change it. Yeah, I'm going to say Ludacris. Ludacris, for example. Ludacris done played on movies, he has restaurants, and he's a rapper. Ludacris is very successful because he has backup things that he could do if his restaurant don't go. If his restaurant don't go or don't get no money. He still has money from his rapping and his actor. You know, Ludacris plays in Fast and Furious 7, Fast and Furious since Fast and Furious 2 or 1. So Ludacris is very successful because of his all his things. Ludacris, so like, say for example, again, say for example, let me think. Birdman, let's say that. Birdman put Lil Wayne on. He put Young Thug on. He put Rich Homie on. He got a record label called Cash Money, and Young Thug is the co-owner of Rich Gang. Y'all know Rich Gang. They had an album about it, and Birdman, it's Rich Homie Quan's, Birdman, and Young Thug's. Rich Gang is like, it's very successful. They're making a lot of songs of it. Lifestyle was a big hit of Rich Gang. All Young Thug songs be from Rich Gang. That's his record label. So, of course, if his rapping label don't go correctly, he's still getting the check. For that. Alright, I'm about to say something about Princess Nina.
Okay, you guys, those things are because they are entrepreneurs. Those are some people in the music industry that are entrepreneurs. Another example of an entrepreneur is Mark Zimmerman. His age is 29 years old, and he is the co-founder of Facebook. And as y'all know, a lot of people use Facebook, and Facebook was worth a lot of money. So Mark Zimmerberg was the co-founder of Facebook, so he was an entrepreneur. And another thing is Larry Page. He was the co-founder of Google in 1998. And as y'all know, a lot of people use Google today. Those people are some music industry entrepreneurs and also some entrepreneurs that have built things. And now I'm going to talk about how Swag Radio is an entrepreneur, how we have our entrepreneurship. Okay, me and DJ J Prince are co-founders of Swag Radio. And we kind of share this business because we are entrepreneurs because we made our own business and we took a risk and investing in things and investing in this show. And that's how we are entrepreneurs. And we hope to be very successful. Okay, DJ J Prince is going to spin a song for us.
Okay, before I spin this song, let me say something. It's a lot of more entrepreneurs. I can name a lot. Tyrese, Lil Wayne, Nicki. It's a lot of entrepreneurs out there in the music. And even if you're not in the music industry and you open up your own business, you still an entrepreneur. Like, say, for example, Axe Mama. She has a lot of companies. She has a magazine. She has Double E Magazine. Y'all go check that out and follow that page, Double E Magazine. She has a lot of things that she could fall back on if she's working and she quits her job. So she has a lot of things. And I'm going to play a quick song, and we'll be back shortly.
While y'all waiting, make sure y'all go follow our Instagram and our Facebook. Our Facebook is Swag Radio, and our Instagram is swagradio.us. Also, again, y'all can like our pictures and things like that. Make sure y'all tune into the show. Again, the number is 773-897-6231. Again, it is 773-897-6231. We give out prizes and things like that, have events. Again, I want to talk about McFly.
Can we stay home tonight? Try something new tonight. This drink got me feeling right. I'm about to lose my mind. Hennessy, look what you did to me. So crazy, you curling and spinning me. My head keep on spinning. My legs keep on shaking, but my head keep on spinning. I'm out of my mind. Let's keep on sipping. Let's make some babies and make it official. I feel you inside. No better feeling. I throw it back and you catch my drifting. You shifting inside. You got me screaming. You got me yelling out your name, who I need you. You kiss on my thighs, and then you eat it. Pause for a minute, then I let you beat it. I'm loving this ride, smooth like a beamer. Smooth like that Henny, that's what happens when we drink it. I'm not gonna lie, you got me speechless. Got 69, more than 25 reasons. Me and the CNU. Me, Hennessy, and you, like, that's what happens when we drink it. Me, Hennessy, and you, me, Hennessy, and you. Can we stay home? Try something. This dream got me spinning. I'm bored. I'm bored. Thank you.
in my head, keep on head, keep on stuff. Me and it's seeing you, right?
It's just me and Hennessy and you. I'm fast fool, about to act a damn fool in your brand new, your brand new moolah.
Okay, you guys, and we're back. Okay, so I'm gonna play y'all a clip about entrepreneurship by Tom Jacobs.
The entrepreneur. The draw. Sexy. Freedom. Wealth. Do what you want. No boss to tell you what to do. The dream. Made a reality through impulse. Future. Fear. With money borrowed, time given, sweat and tears. What? This dream sold to me in a magazine? From my want for a better life is not what I expected. 15 hours and counting in a day. Negative bank accounts too many times to count. The failed marriage, the added weight, your life put on the line. Hair pulled out, tears pulled back, time put in. Like a prisoner, we are stuck.
Over for the poem, but that poem again was by Tom Jacobs, and the poem is basically to uplift entrepreneurs and give telling things to uplift them, people, to tell people that they are doing a good job, that they are doing something great, and that others can be great like them. A lot of people are entrepreneurs today. McDonald's. The person who founded McDonald's was an entrepreneur. He took a chance and a risk in a business. A lot of people in entrepreneurship, they don't know where it's going to go, but they are taking a risk and they are hoping it's going to get to some place really well, and it's going to be successful. So, again, that poem is by Tom Jacobs, if y'all want to look it up. But, so, yeah, it is about uplifting people and telling people that you could be an entrepreneur, too. Everybody could be an entrepreneur. You could be an entrepreneur by making a candy company if you sell candy. It is really easy to be an entrepreneur, but it's just the work that you got to put in and how hard you got to work, and you work at it and work at it. And you got to believe that it's going to be successful, because if you don't believe it and you don't work, then you're not going to get anything out of it. So that's what that poem was about, and DJ J Prince is about to spin us a song. And, okay. Okay, well, I'm going to say a little something. We got some interviews coming up, if y'all didn't know. Yeah, we're going to be having some interviews. Okay, and the interviews are with Chazino and Wolfgang Jupp. Yeah, and I like the songs, too. I'm about to play one of them right here for you right now.
Yeah. I tell them, listen to your heart. You are now rocking with Wolfgang Jupp. Mister, I'm going wheel. Can I speak to my people? Cause I done watched cocaine turn their name to a note name, and their note name turn into a coke gang. Cause in this coke game, these things, they have no name. They just looking to blow like the fire lick of propane. Mom selling stamps, they have no shame, just to get a hit of that cocaine. That's coke, no cola, that dirt Motorola. And when it rings, that's a plug with the work coming over. I never been a drug dealer, I've been stuck on dreams. Even at my most broke, I share my father's jeans, hoping when I walk to school with the other teens that they won't catch me out here flexing in my father's jeans. I used to be in the crib, he used to cook the work. I used to peek in the kitchen, watch how he cooked it first. I couldn't cook me no cooker, but I could cook a verse. He told me follow my dreams is more than what this is worth. False prophets, they turn into the new devil. Collection plate, pure gold, they on a new level. Man, why that preacher in the Bentley with a new bezel? His revelation slightly tainted as he hits the pedal. My friends back home, they start to keep their distance. Then they take drops, and they start feature dissing. Truth be told, I heard the song in your feature spitting. But that song would have popped if I was featured in it. Ha! Tell them, listen to your heart. Cause I've been different from the start. When I picked your belly crop, and you finally hit the top, and they all begin to say, damn, he hot. I tell them, listen to your heart. Cause I've been different from the start. When your picture belly crops, and you finally hit the top, and they all begin to say, damn, he hot. I wanna hang out the Bentley, that's when I'm driving fast. This is for those who let me walk when they was driving past. I'm like Brady in the pocket, Ben, I dropped the pass. Mickey Mouse jacket with my eye, used to hide her stash. They only start support you, that's when death is near. They'd rather sign the hype beast and leave the best out here. But hype beast on hype beast next to my heat still wouldn't survive if he jumped on that hype beat.
Okay, you guys, and we're back. Okay, that was a song by Wolfgang Jupp, and we're going to be interviewing him later today. Okay, so these are 10 simple steps for starting a business today to be an entrepreneur. One thing you got to do is brainstorm. You got to write down your vision, because if you have no vision and you don't write it down, then you're not going to know what you're going to go to. You're not going to know the process of it that you want to take. You can't get somewhere without knowing what your vision for your business is in life. While the end result of the business will probably look like a different vision than you thought it would be, and that's not what we want. Another step two is research your market. There's such a boring step. There's no way around it. It's unsexy and it's in depth. It's for those exact reasons many first timers at entrepreneurship will skip over this part. So make sure y'all research your market. Step three, create something you can sell. If you can't solve a problem for your market, you are not going to make any sales large enough to make your business go, to make your business very effective and things like that. Number four is get a website. Swag Radio has a website. It is swagradio.us, and you need a website so people online can look you up and see what you're about. So now you figured out your market and product offering, you'll need a website. It doesn't matter if there aren't any, or if there aren't retail or online businesses. Both need a website no matter what. So you need a website so people could kind of interact with you and try to see what you're about and see what you're doing. And so then they will want to be more, try to be more invested into you. Another thing you need to do is set up a sales union. And that is because if you don't need the offering of a site such as Infederable just yet for your business, look at the Sales Planner system software above, such as LeadPage and ClickFunnels, these plugs. Step 7, sign up an email opt-in. First, you will need an email service such as an AWeber and a Google. Or if you have Infederable or bigger services providers such as Marco, emails will be part of a platform already. Number 8 is start a Facebook page. Swag Radio has a Facebook page, Swag Radio. Also, you need a Facebook page so you can interact with social media. You need to have people on there. And by having a lot of social media sites and things like that, that can make your company more out there, more known, because people see it on a lot of things. People might not have Instagram, but they will have Facebook. People might not be on the internet like that, but we know a lot of people be on Instagram and stuff like that. That's why you need to make sites and social media and things like that to interact with the locals and people that are on those sites, because then they could benefit you. Another step 9 is create valuable, shareable content. And that is meaning, like, create something that people will want to look at, that gauges their attention, that wants them to listen to you and things like that. Another one is refine, tweak, and improve as you go. What I mean by that is, like, it probably is not going to be a big hit off the start. So that's why you got to make it better and tweak things and try to make it better. That's why when people have a product, Apple had iPhone 4, right? And then they refined it and they made it better and people started buying the iPhone 5. And then that's what they keep doing. They keep making all these iPhones and things like that because they're making it different. They're making it where people want to they want to buy it more. And that's what we need to do. DJ J Prince is going to spin us a song. Okay, this song is by Young Greatness, Moolah. But before I get into that song, I'm going to say something. Young Greatness, he had owned some restaurants because his family had owned it, and they were passed down to him because his dad had died. And he told a story about a month ago when he came out with this song. And he's an entrepreneur now because he owns movie places in downtown California and Los Angeles, and he owns restaurants, and he owns a lot of things, and he's trying to get his acting career boosted up and his artist career. Well, I'm about to play this song right now.
And stack my change, or they gon' see that jeweler. Stand in the kitchen, a whip out that, whip out that, whip out that. Stand in the kitchen, a whip out that, whip out that, whip out that, whip out that. All I ever had was my cousin Leroy with the in the GT, switching four lanes on the stove with the cook up like propane. Aye. On the block where the shots go bang, only real really gon' hang. All my life, you would stay by the bell, I would stay by the cook. Young boys with choppers, young boys with lawyers. We stand in the kitchen and whip out that whoop. We whip out that whoop, that whoop, whoop out that whoop. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I then gon' see that jeweler. Stand in the kitchen and whip out that whoop, that whoop, that whoop. Stand in the kitchen and whip out that whoop, that whoop, that whoop, that whoop. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I then gon' see that jeweler. Stand in the kitchen. kitchen, a whip out that whip out that whip out that stayed in the kitchen, a whip out that 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 whip out that. Got the trap house bumping. First of the month when the kids run, got the whole block jumping on fire. Your name on ring when I come through. Hey, addicted to mood and no favors. It's still like a hell of a day, bro. I'm falling in love with that cocoa. It's running my veins in my whole soul. Got the whole block in the choco. Middle to the popo. Cool as a cooler. Addicted to moolah. Hey, all my life I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I ain't gon' see that jeweler. The whip out that whip out that whip out that whip out that whip. Stayed in the kitchen. The whip out that 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 whip out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah. And stack my change, I ain't gon' see that jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen. The whip out that whip out that whip out that whip. Stayed in the kitchen. The whip out that 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 whip. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah.
Entrepreneurs likely contribute to that morning cup of coffee you enjoy or the new app you downloaded to your smartphone. But entrepreneurship does more than just add an extra conveniences to our lives. Entrepreneurs invented, like, the traffic light, and then they developed so many things. Did y'all know that 2 years ago, President Barack Obama designed November as National Entrepreneurship Month? I didn't know that before I read this, but because it is such an important force in the global economy, in this research economistic, Dave B. found that entrepreneurship is a virtual contributor to the economy's wealth. And now DJ J. Prince is going to read something for us.
The United States and the countries across the world have recognized that these are pouring more resources, so it's like they're getting more money off the entrepreneurs because the entrepreneurs are on the United States' land. So the White House launched a startup America to celebrate and gross and plead $2 billion over the course of 5 years. $2 billion over 5 years on entrepreneurs? That's $2 billion. That's more than some countries are worth.
That is very good. And it's good that the U.S. and Barack Obama made it the National Entrepreneurship Month, because entrepreneurs need to be recognized because they're putting money into the government's pocket and they're helping other, like, locals and people out because they supply the things that people need. And that's why I think that it's great to recognize the entrepreneurs. And right now, DJ J. Prince is going to spin something for us. He is going to spin K Camp 100.
Okay, while y'all are waiting on.
Let you count my money, baby. Money. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hope, more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shawty, you my kind of lady. So what you doing later? Let you count my money, baby. Yeah. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. Yeah. I got a lot of hope, more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shawty, you my kind of lady. And that 100, baby, woo, keep it 100, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just keep it 100, baby. I got money and I throw it with no hesitation. Sneaky bitch, they be scheming and investigating. But I'ma leave them waiting, put you in that drop top. Pull up in that, gonna make your heart stop. Lame bitches on the side trying to block. I pulled off her panties, next it was a crop top. And I will not stop, tell them about our situation. It ain't really hard to tell by all the moves I'm making. Taking all these, you can say I'm drinking. I'm that new for you, that ain't no damn mistake. So tell me why we wait. I let you count my money, baby, money. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hope, more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shawty, you my kind of lady. So what you doing later? Let you count my money, baby. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hope, more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shawty, you my kind of lady. And that 100, baby, you keep it 100, baby.
Ask Mama. Okay, well, I got some quotes that some people said that were about entrepreneurship and bringing people up and saying some things about entrepreneurship. One is, being an entrepreneur can be an emotional ride with ups and downs, joy and disappointment. Sometimes a little piece of advice or wisdom from a brilliant mind can help you motor through even the most difficult times. Another one is, entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so they can spend the rest of their life like most people can't. Now we're about to turn it over to Ask Mama.
Yes, guys, entrepreneurship is very important. So I felt that it was important to have the kids demonstrate a level of entrepreneurship, and we do apologize for the technical difficulties that that's happening on the show today. You guys don't know it, but the computer is going out, all types of things is going on. But that's an example of when you're an entrepreneur, some obstacles and challenges that you will face. As an entrepreneur, you'll notice that it seems like for the first year, year and a half, everything is going wrong in your business. You'll notice that the customers you thought you had is not supporting you. Your friends are not supporting you. You're going to have to face a lot of obstacles and adversities when you make up consciously in your mind that you're going to be an entrepreneur. So just keep that in mind, because nobody really says, hey, it's going to be times when you don't know how you're going to pay something, but you don't know how you're going to get the shipment out in time. You don't know how you're going to pay or be able to afford the lease on this place. You truly have to walk by faith and not by sight when you take it in consideration that you're going to be an entrepreneur. So keep that in mind. And also, you have to be consistent and persistent. I don't know how many doors have slammed in my face. When I first started my magazine, I went door to door to every salon, every beauty shop, and everybody didn't say yes. You know, people were saying no, they were giving me the runaround, and it was so many times I wanted to quit. But you got to understand, entrepreneurship, it's a lifestyle. It's a change within you. You can't take anything personal. You have to separate yourself from the business. Don't take it personal. Just keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. In a way, like Princess Nina said, to stop some of the challenges would be to research. I say that, research your competitors. Research it, research it. Regardless of what you think you know, have black and white to support that research. And make sure you have a niche. Everybody has something unique. Hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. But every idea doesn't make money. Is it going to be financially beneficial for you to do this? How much money are you looking to make? Is this a need? Is this really a need? Does somebody really need this? How is this going to change somebody's life? Make sure you have a niche. So I'm going to say be consistent, be persistent. Make sure you have a niche and you research your market and you research your competitors. Who's out there doing the same thing that you're doing? And I know we as people always say, well, they doing this, and we critique a lot of things about other organizations or people's businesses. But if that business has been in business for years and they're making money, they're doing something right. So it is your job to look beyond the surface to see, what is this business doing? And also, not just saying it, but black and white. I can't preach enough about that, black and white. And then when you do own a business, make sure you're filing your taxes. Make sure you're filing your taxes, because your taxes proves growth. Don't lie on your tax returns. Make sure you're filing your taxes. Don't wait till tax time to start. Oh, how can I get receipts? How much have I made? Get you a software such as QuickBooks or Quicken to start tracking your sales. Have a file cabinet. Have a file cabinet full of your customers where you actually get their emails, you get their phone numbers, and make sure you're following back up with your customers, because the best form of advertisement is word of mouth. Any business that I have done, and for you who don't know me, I have successfully ran 6 businesses. I am the owner or co-owner in at least 3 businesses today. So I say to you again, knowledge is power. work smart, not hard. Have other people work for you. Ask people for references. Do you know somebody that may need this? Do you know that? Have them work for you. If somebody likes what you do, they're going to tell everybody. But remember, if somebody don't like what you do, they're going to spread that and spread that and spread that. And we all know we're attracted, human nature, to negativity. That's why we watch all the reality shows, because we want the drama. We want the negative avenue of it. Even though we talk about it and how ludicrous it is, but we still tune in because we're just attracted to negativity. So keep that in mind when you're doing businesses. It's always going to be some negativity. You're going to have people that don't see your vision. They don't believe in you. They don't believe in your ideas. People are not going to support you. Keep that in mind. This okay. When people are doing it, you know you're doing something right. Make sure you have, I'm going to say this, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, I don't know how to write a business plan, but make sure you have a business plan. Even if you're funding your own business, a business plan lets you know what you're doing, how you're doing it, and it's a way to help you improve. So make sure you can Google sample business plans. It's not hard to write. Just Google sample business plans, type it in your search engine, and mimic that. Have some substance, some black and white to say, okay, because in that business plan, it's going to ask you for 3 to 5 year projections. It's going to ask you for competitors. It's going to ask you all these things that you need to be thinking about. And if your business plan makes financial sense, now you know I can make money from this. Because we all have a lot of ideas, but sometimes it takes more energy and more money than it is profitable to start certain businesses. And you also want to have supporting people around you. I use this analogy. Tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you your future. If you want to be an entrepreneur and this is what you're doing, you don't want to have friends that are not doing this. You don't want to have friends that have a job per se because they're not going to see your vision. They're always going to tell you, no, go get a job. That's stupid. You got bills to pay. They're always going to be real negative because they like the consistency, the security of knowing, hey, if I do this or if I come here, I'm guaranteed for this. But that limited thinking doesn't make you wealthy, doesn't make you rich, doesn't make you financially okay, doesn't provide a cash flow for you. So you got to ask yourself, are you content with that? Do you want to work hard for 30, 40 years, and then by the time it's time for you to retire, you don't even have enough energy to enjoy your money? Do you want to do that? Is that the lifestyle you want? And entrepreneurship is not for everybody, and that's okay. So if you're here like, hey, you know what, it's too much work, that's okay. It's not for everybody. It's only a few are chosen for it. So if that is you and that is your calling, I advise you to get Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I advise you to get Donald Trump's book. I advise you to get Cash Flow Quadrants. I advise you to go to Barnes & Noble and get some books. Knowledge is power. The more knowledge you know, the better you're going to have with actually being successful. You can own a business, but if the business is not profitable and you're not making money, you're not running a successful business. Okay, so keep that in mind as well. You know, there's a difference between being a business owner and being self-employed. There's a difference. And you need to know which one are you trying to be. So I'm going to close out with saying, truly get to know yourself. Have passion in whatever you do and take pride in whatever business you're going to do. And if you're doing a business for money, if it's not already a system proven to work, which means investing into a franchise such as McDonald's, Advanced Auto Parts stores, that's a franchise. Unless you're investing into a franchise, if you're doing this for money and it is not passion, you only have a 45%, not even 45, I'm going to say 30% of being successful at it because you will get burnt out. Because starting a business, you work harder. I work harder starting a business than I did working in corporate America. It's easy for me to, I'm a financial advisor in the corporate world. It's easy for me to go to the bank. I got a straight 9-to-5. Hey, I can leave that, can leave that. Your business, you cannot leave that. There's no such thing as off time. There's none of that, especially in the beginning. So make sure you set up your business correctly and have a business mentor, somebody that's successful already in what you're doing. They already have a successful company in exactly what you're doing, as close to what you're doing as possible. That way you can mimic them. They can groom you, because true entrepreneurship or acquiring true wealth is going to come from a mentor that's going to help you and push you and be your coach, be your cheerleader. They're going to keep pushing you to be better. And note that it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. You're going to need a team. You want to work smart, not hard. And I'm going to close with that because I don't know if the computer is going to go back out again. We do thank you guys for calling. We'll get into our interviews and get more into this next week. I don't want to start interviewing people and the phone drops or some technical issues happen. I would think that would be very disrespectful to the people I have to interview. So, guys that I'm interviewing today, I do apologize, but I will have to reschedule you for next week, Tuesday. Again, I do apologize, but I don't want any interference with your interview because I think that is important. You have something you need to get out. So I do apologize, but next week, Tuesday, we'll continue the interviews and we'll dive back into this entrepreneurship because the audio and stuff is not right on this show. So we do thank you for listening and bearing with us. Thank you. Have a wonderful night, and we'll see you back Sunday at 2, and then also we're going to continue this Tuesday at 7. Again, that's Sunday at 2, and we'll continue it Tuesday at 7. DJ J Prince, take us out.
Okay, y'all. Well, I thank y'all for tuning in, like Ask Mama said, and I'm sorry for the difficulties and the audio keep on going out, and I'm going to throw it to Princess Nina before we leave out.
Okay, yeah, our topic was entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs, and Ask Mama kind of summed it up for us. And also, we are deeply, deeply sorry for the technical difficulties we're having on the show, but please tune in to our show Sunday, this Sunday, and tune in to our last show, which was last Sunday. Okay, DJ J Prince is about to lead us out with a song. DJ Swag Radio, J Prince, the kid, DJ for kids only.